And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I got to tell you, Brian Dawson from 1819 just texted me. He was held up. He should be here any time now, but I'm going to start this conversation here momentarily. Don't forget the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And speaking of which, there he is. He just walked in the door. Brian Dawson. Hey, I see you got the blue shirt memo.
Yes.
There's something about blue shirt today on Friday. Blue I don't know what's Friday. Going on.
You're thinking about the ocean.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, throw that headset on right there and grab that mic right there, brother. So I just came back from the break, man, and I was talking trash about you, but it's all right.
God told me, and that's why I walked in.
You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
You've had a day already, huh?
Always.
Well, it's Friday.
Yes.
So we do have a Friday sound effect we play every week because it's Friday. But I'm going to do this segment. We're going to talk a little bit, and it's perfect timing because here you are about – catch your breath. You good?
I'm good, man. There's stairs, and I'm fat, and no. Those two go together like
– I got you a bottle of water.
Thank you.
It's all good.
I'm just going to pour it over my head just from that walk
right
up
ahead.
The steps. Yeah.
Now, you've been all over the Southeast the last 24 hours, I think.
Yeah.
I want to talk about – finding your trusted agents, your news source, your opinion source. Where do you go to actually find the stuff that when you read it, when you hear it, when you look it up, you're confident that you're going to a source that you can trust? And you can't say that about everyone I'm out there. I can think of some that are just local, like Alabama, where I won't even use their stuff. And then I can think of some nationally that I won't use their stuff unless I need it to actually be what the other side is saying because they're so blatantly on the other side.
Yeah.
Difference between news and opinion, obviously. One of the things that I pulled, I found this article. I hold it here in my calloused former paratrooper hands from a group called newslit.org. And it's the things you should look for when you're trying to decide if it's a reputable news source. Are you ready for the quiz?
Yeah, hit me.
So they literally encourage, and this is what we're saying, folks. Listen, I'll tell you who I rely on, but find the ones you like. One is, if you can do a quick search and you can find them, that means they're already trending, so the algorithms are finding them. There's that. But then there's looking for your standards. Are they aspiring to ethical guidelines? Because there actually are ethical guidelines in the news industry. Do they have transparency? Like, will they report where they sourced their photos? Will they report where they sourced their information? Will they credit other news agencies if they're referencing their stories? Examine how the errors are handled. In other words, will they actually print a retraction or will they print a correction? And do they do it in a way that hides it? Or do they say, we did this and we want to make sure everybody knows the truth? And then the other one was just, you know, take the time to vet yourself. Go check it out. And then if you like it, why do you like it and just make it part of your list?
Yeah.
But you guys at 1819, so it's easy. I feel like we're doing a shameless plug for y'all, and that's not the intent.
Hey, buddy, just keep them going. I think we got two more hours. You can just keep going.
This all about 1819 today. But no, I make no bones about the fact that we are a content generator at Right Side. Yeah. So we're an opinion source. We're a conservative opinion source. We will talk Jesus. We will talk conservative policy and politics. We'll talk about the things that are on the right side of the aisle, so to speak. You guys, on the other hand, 1819, are a news source, but you're obviously staffed largely with conservative people. How do you balance the fact that you feel a certain way with doing news?
Yeah, I'd say conservative Christian people. I would even go a step farther. And so I believe that there is such a thing as objective truth, objective goodness, and objective beauty. And you know, there's people who realize that and there's people that don't. And so when you realize those things, we're going to curate content based off of a worldview. Everybody does. The difference is, are we going to come in and editorialize in a news story, which is providing our opinions inside of what something we would label news, which we do not do. It's just the facts. But when you write a news story about, there's a transgender parade going on in downtown Gadsden, say, You will not read the story.
There's not, by the way.
Yeah, there's not. Thank you. But if you read that story in AL.com, it would have a celebratory feel. Mm. If you read it in 1819 News, you would understand that we're writing this story because we don't think it's a good thing. Not because we opined or whatever else. It's like this is it's the angle that we're taking. It's obvious this is, you know, kind of where we're standing. And worldview matters. And then worldview is how you curate content. But our content is on the news page, because we separate news and opinion, our journalists are out there beating the pavement, asking real questions, like real actual reporters that go out there, shoe leather journalists, beating the pavement, pressing the flesh, asking real questions about things that really matter to the average Alabamian. And we just write that. This person said this, or we found this here. You know, we're reporting. But the things that we think are important to report on would line up with the majority of Alabamians. Right, and what they think is important versus AL.com, which is not what most Alabamians think is important except sports.
Are you naming names today?
Yes.
Oh, I name it all the time. In fact, I jokingly say every once in a while when I pull up a source that most would consider liberal, I usually have this line where I'll say, I'll stop and I'll say, Phil, did you go to Axios? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to. But yeah, I think that's – all right, I hear what you're saying. I also think there's an impetus behind – even starting up a site like yours. You and I did our podcast not long ago, and you talked about that. Let me kick it off a little bit more when we come back from the break. But in the course of doing it, when we come back from this break, I want to kick into you personally. Besides 1819, what do you think about finding actual news you can trust, so to speak?
Sure.
All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. Hour number two on a Friday. Brian Dawson sitting in studio right now from 1819 News. Brian Dawson, glad you're here. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here.
You were on yesterday with Ernie.
I was. He wanted me to call in, and I know what it's like to try and host a 3 or 4 hour radio show with nobody to call in. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to set some time aside and help my buddy Ernie out.
Well, I appreciate it. You're a frequent flyer now. We did a podcast with you recently. You're on the show today, and you called in yesterday. Hey, by the way, the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Text it. If you got a question, I tell you what, if you got a question for Brian Dawson from 1819 News, like, hey, why'd you write that story? Or, hey, what do you think about whatever? Text it in, and if we can ask it, we will. JP, you monitor those and let us know, because I'm looking to the side over here. All right, hey, listen, we're talking right now about trusted agents. What are your trusted sources? Obviously, you trust 1819 News.
Yeah.
I know that 1819 focuses on state and local, state especially. But where does Brian Dawson go to find his news? I mean, like, outside of your own source, if you had to say, I'm not allowed to look at 1819 today, but I'm going to go find state, national, whatever it be, what do you turn to? Do you have some of your turn-tos?
Yeah, Tucker Carlson is, and again, his is a weird kind of like magazine journalism on a podcast, if that makes sense. Like, there's definitely some editorializing, there's definitely opinion, but he does get into brass tacks and brings in experts who give their opinions, and then expert opinion that you would, like, if I was doing a news article, I would call this person to get their, their expert opinion and put that in a news story. And so he does a great job of that. Epic Times, I think, is kind of the gold standard of journalism in the national and international kind of geopolitical space. And then I've just got an assortment of podcasts that I listen to, and then Twitter. I've had to take Twitter off my phone recently. I kind of doom scroll and like ignore my kids, and it's like, yeah, that's not healthy. And again, it's just we're in that world. Like, we're in the media world, and so it can become all consuming, and it's like, you know what? I've got people that track what's going on. I don't always need to know what's going on, and I've had a lot of peace in my life since taking Twitter off. But yeah, there's just some different accounts depending on the subject that if I see this account post that, then I assume that they've done their research or whatever. But yeah, I'd say Tucker Carlson, Epic Times, and then Breitbart.
Yeah, I get that, and I share some of those. And Charlene and I will have a conversation. She'll say, did you see so-and-so happened? No, who's saying that? And that's usually like my follow-up is, no, who's saying that? And she's real good. I mean, she's Charlene's great about having reliable sources too. But then she'll follow up with, oh, it was Charlie Kirk. Oh, in that case, you know, I'm looking at it going, I get it. Or it was, oh, it was Tucker. Or, oh, it was, you know, whatever. And so my point there to all of you listening right now is you got to find them. And now I'm listening. I know who I'm preaching. I'm preaching to the choir right now because you guys have found Right Side Radio. And a lot of y'all also, you know, dial up 1819 News every day. But what I'm saying is there's a broad world out there of news. If you want to know something, then you get into like item specific. Like me, there are times when I build genre-based dippers on the show. We call it, and I call them the dippers, triple dipper of the day. And I may have one that's all military. Okay, then I got to find something that's all military. I'm probably not going to find pure military in 1819 News, except I might find something about Space Command coming to, you know, to Huntsville, or maybe there's something about, you know, the renaming of the base down at Fort Rucker. But if I want to find big stuff, like what's going on in broad policy or whatever else, then I'm looking for. So sometimes you got to find your genre. So in that, I know that the liberal side for me is military.com. Oh, what are the libs saying about what Hegseth said? Well, go to military.com.
Sure.
If I want to know what the Army's doing, the Army Times has some stuff on it. And then if I want to see really good stuff, I go to Real Clear Defense, or I go look see what General Jack Keane commented on because he's an opinion person who I trust. That being said, there's actually groups out there that rate media. Have you seen this?
I can only imagine.
There's an organization called AllSides.com. You got that chart, man? If you're watching live stream right now, and I know hundreds of y'all do, if you're watching live stream right now, JP is going to put a chart up on the board. But this chart literally ranks national news by far left, center, center right, and far right. And you can imagine, you just named some of the ones you look to, Epoch Times. They're right there in the center-right portion. Breitbart's on the far right. Tucker Carlson was in here somewhere, I think he was. Daily Wire is one of my go-tos. I go to Daily Wire quite often. Federalist I definitely go to, especially on legal. Newsmax is far right. I use Washington Examiner all the time, New York Post all the time, Just the News all the time, Fox all the time. And then I find myself every once in a while going to something like Christian Science Monitor, maybe, Wall Street Journal, sometimes. Where it gets funny is when I find a story and I think, well, I guess I need to tell them what MSNBC said.
Yeah.
And that's as far left as you can get on this chart.
Yes.
You got that chart up right now? Yeah. That chart out there, is, by the way, it's called the All Sides Media Bias Chart. If you've got a source you're like looking at going, but they said this, why would they say that? Probably because they have a slant to their news. And you may find the slant just by looking at the chart. Anyway, I found this fascinating. Other sources that I look at. So if I have to round out, and if I have to look at, okay, I can't just go Fox, 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 Fox when I'm doing my stories.
I'm not a big Fox fan.
And I like Fox for general news.
Sure.
If I've got a story, sometimes the headlines will tell me then what to go dig out in other places. And so Fox is going to be a source, but then I have to have what I call my backup sources.
Sure.
I have to go see whether Fox is actually giving me everything yet. And I think the bottom line is you got to build. But it's also who you build with. Talk about, if you don't mind, building your team at 1819, because you guys have had 4 years of a run now, and you've really built a team.
Yeah. No, most important thing, you read success literature. They always talk about your team and your culture. And I read a lot of success literature before I ever tried launching my own company. And I now know why they emphasize your team and your culture so much, because that is what makes it happen. And, you know, we had an editor, before Jeff Poor, great guy, definitely going to be in heaven with us, great wife, great kids, like just an amazing guy.
Yeah.
But he kind of comes from the old order of news, a very Wall Street Journal, and his vision was like a Wall Street Journal for Alabama. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, like anything other than what we have. And the problem with the way that they think, is, you know, and I'm looking at the names on this sheet that you had posted up there and thinking about this is, you know, when they say down the middle, what they mean is if you say a truth on the right, we're willing to go over to the left where there's a thing that we know not to be true. So there's objective truth, good, you know, beauty, as I said. We will go and get what Reuters said that we know isn't true, and we'll put it in the story. Because we made a right truth claim, like a truth claim that was on the right. So down the middle is getting a a quote-unquote truth claim from the left that we know isn't true, but we're going to put it in the story. That way we can say that we're balanced. Mm. And I'm saying that I actually don't want to see what Satan's view is on that subject, right? And I think we're so far removed as a culture and a society from reality that that is exactly what you're doing when you try that super-duper balanced approach. And it's and again, you go back to like the trans issue is just the easiest, you know, thing to say there. I don't want to go to Rachel Levine, and I'm just going to say Mr. Levine because I don't even like calling Mr. Levine Rachel.
No doubt.
To get Mr. Levine's opinion on anything because it's a dude in a dress. I don't care what it says, okay? I'm going to go with what's real and true. And again, and so like Steve Marshall just had a huge victory, and we played a very significant role in it as well with this transgender ban that just happened.
Yeah.
And what he showed was that this group of, well, like Soros-funded attorneys was working to sue based off medical standards that were coming from hijacked medical associations. So the paid science type medical associations, just like what we dealt with COVID.
Right.
So these medical associations that are the standard bearer of truth that do standard of care, they're pumping this stuff out, but it's full of a bunch of dudes like Rachel Levine, okay? And they're pumping out standard of care in what the industry is. And if you're like, yeah, that's actually crazy, then all of a sudden you get sued by the Department of Justice, Biden's Department of Justice, right?
Yeah.
And so my point is we have to be above that fray. And it's like, I don't care if they're the experts. That is a lie. We're not going to them to get what they have to say. Now, we'll report on what they have to say, but it'll be very clear that it was a dude in a dress that said this, right? So
the team you've built.
Oh, sorry.
Is a team.
You pulled my string, Phil. I just kept going randomly. Sorry. So yeah, the team. Jeff Poore is who we hired. Okay, so
right.
When we ended up going and we did a nationwide search to find our editor, and at the time Jeff was writing for us kind of on a part-time basis, and man, we found some kind of big fish out there in the editor world, and they all jumped on our website, and it's why isn't Jeff your editor? I'm like, well, he's not going to leave Breitbart to come be my editor. Well, lo and behold, that's exactly what he did. And so I went and interviewed him. And Jeff Poore is a guy that worked directly for Tucker Carlson, answered right. directly to Tucker.
Right.
Steve Bannon came and hired him away from Tucker to be an editor at Breitbart. And then I hired him away from there to come be an editor at 1819 News. And he's done a phenomenal job of doing hard news. And then we've got just an incredible team of reporters who've done amazing. Some of them were experienced reporters that we were able to pull away from other organizations.
And then
Erica Thomas, Daniel Taylor.
Yeah.
Caleb Taylor's the guy who moved from Arkansas to come here. Craig Monger is a guy that we trained up, in our organization. He had no journalism experience whatsoever. Highly intelligent, extremely intelligent, courageous. You take that combination and give him some training and he goes out there and knocks it out of the park. So but yeah, building a news team in this environment right now is very hard. Journalists don't grow on trees, and editors surely don't. And so,
and then conservative journalists,
yeah,
don't grow on
yeah.
trees.
And it's tough. And so, we have a vision to where we're going to go into other states. Maybe some other states that are listening to this that wouldn't be able to appreciate 1819 News. Tennessee. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, and Tennessee, by the way, stand by. But you're talking to Tennessee right now,
yes.
just so you know.
Yes.
Hey, we got to take a break right now. We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with Brian Dawson in studio, talking about your trusted agents. In a minute, we're going to get into some home fries. Going to cook up a batch of home fries, talk about stories that are happening in and around and amongst us. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. And we had one question for you. I'll take this one real quick. Your thoughts on this? I mean, I got my thoughts, but I'll say, Brian Dawson, you're my guest, so you take your thoughts. Tom with all the kids. By the way, y'all can relate to each other because we just call him Tom with all the kids.
Yeah.
He's got more than you, though.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
17?
17, I think.
Well, he's only got 10 more than me.
Anyway, Tom with all the kids in Huntsville says, what do you do when your trusted news source becomes squirrely? He must have an experience here that What do you do when your trusted news source becomes squirrely?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Phil Robertson, and he would probably say something about a squirrel leg, like they cook and eat squirrel legs in Louisiana where my dad's from. And so when I think about anything getting squirrely, I immediately think, squirrel legs. So that would, I think the metaphor that's coming together from that is, if it gets squirrely, I would honestly say just take a break, realistically. Just like see, like, because, you know, if they've proven themselves to be trustworthy over time, and then there's like a hiccup, just take a break and come back. And if the hiccup's still there, then you know, wipe your hands of it.
And I would say if it's a trend, then yeah. But the other thing is too, if it's a if it's an isolated instance, if you see an incorrect story, if you see something that was done that you disagree with, you can always contact the editor. I mean, whether they will read it or not, you never know. But I can tell you right now, as a former elected official, I contacted multiple news sources to set something straight. And there were a couple of times when I had to call and say, why is that your headline? You know, we do a story all about a great thing, but because a Democrat called me a name, that was the headline.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, you can actually call and or send an email, and most of the sources you guys included have a way to send a contact point. And so that can be done too.
Yeah. And you know, it's tough to build a news organization. It's easy and tough. And so I guess it's a double-edged sword building a news group in this environment. On one hand, if you tell the truth consistently, you're going to grow rapidly. But the flip side of that is that there's such a lack of trust in media right now that the moment that you actually become somewhat established and you begin to, you know, wield influence and have impact, the moment that you don't agree exactly with this person on this exact thing on how that story should have been written, they're immediately like, you're getting paid off by the BCA.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, calm down. You know, again, trust is currency that's basically, you know, earned over time, and consistency over time earns trust. And so I understand why people are ready to lay down the gauntlet if they disagree, because we have been burned by so many news organizations and so many news outlets that we once trusted. I even go back to Fox. Like, you know, Fox News is the, you know, the gold, quote unquote, gold standard on the right. But if you remember the 2020 election, they called out they called Arizona before the polls were even closed, which means that they essentially contributed to
what took place. They deserved it.
And they deserved it. And so that was when I basically, and then when they fired Tucker, at that point I was like, I've got, you know, I'm sure that fellow that comes on in the evenings, it's kind of funny or whatever, Jesse Waters or whatever. I mean, that's great, but I'm going to go to YouTube to get my stuff now, but I'm also 40 and I'm a millennial. And so I don't have I call it the boomer IV drip, the Fox News IV drip. They just go up to their TV and they get the IV drip and they just put it in their vein and they just Mark Levin.
That's the other thing too. I think you just mentioned something there. Sometimes it's also about how you relate to the source. So if it's a voice source, if it's like my show, I mean, people text it all the time and they're joking, but maybe they're not joking. They just can't do Dale Jackson's voice, you know, in the mornings or whatever else. I can't do Mark Levin's voice more than about 5 minutes.
I can't do his face either.
Because he's yelling at me the whole time.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's going to be the presentation does matter.
It does.
All right. Speaking of presentation does matter, I guess I got to kick it off the right way. We got a minute? That's all we got? All right, tell you what, then I will hold this story because I've got to compare and contrast between 1819 headline and an AL.com headline on the same topic. And you can already look over my shoulder here and tell me where we're going. But in the bottom line is this, you guys, find your trusted source. We're going to spend some time breaking down actual stories, bantering about what we see, talking about the way things are going. But in the meantime, you guys find your sources. We're one. I believe that. 1819 News is one. I believe that. There are other sources out there for your national perspective or your international perspective or your military perspective or your business perspective. But find the ones you trust and then, like, hang on to them. And then every once in a while, and here's the kicker, every once in a while, I make myself go read what the opposite side is saying. Why? Well, there's a lot to be said for knowing what your enemy is saying. So sometimes I do go to see the Daily Beast. Oh my gosh. What is Mother Jones? I can't get past the headlines on Mother Jones most of the time, but most of the time I'm doing that just to make sure that I know where the narrative is building as so that I can counter it. And that's an important piece too, especially if you're looking for talking points. All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.